From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama speaks to a joint session of Congress tonight on overhauling the nation's health care system. His press secretary, Robert Gibbs, spoke to NPR today about the issue. One of the most contested points has been the so-called public option. This is a proposed health care program administered by the federal government. Gibbs would not say whether the president will insist on this.
First and foremost, the public option is not the most essential part of health care reform. That is 100% true, even though a public option the president believes is a valuable tool, as I said, to create choice and competition.
Liberal lawmakers have previously warned the White House they will oppose health care overhaul legislation if it does not have that feature. Now, Montana Democratic Senator Max Baucus, who is leading a small bipartisan group of senators working on the issue, has just said he believes any legislation that has a government-administered health care program cannot survive the Senate. Baucus plans to have his Senate Finance Committee vote on an overhaul bill the week after next. The Obama administration says it is very concerned that Iran is still trying to build a nuclear weapon. Diplomats are pointing to a new report from the International Atomic Energy Agency. It says Iran already has, or is close to having, enough nuclear material to make a single bomb. Iran maintains its nuclear program is intended to generate electricity for peaceful uses. The United States and other Western countries disagree. NASA is preparing to bring home the space shuttle Discovery and is hopeful the weather in Florida will cooperate. Pat Duggins reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
The weather remains the primary concern for Space Shuttle Discovery and tomorrow's planned landing. The forecast calls for typical weather at the Kennedy Space Center, which means marginal conditions for touchdown. NASA's Leroy Cain says thunderstorms close to Discovery's landing strip could delay the return until Saturday.
We will try KSE only on Thursday as our end of mission day, and then we'll evaluate day by day what other sites, if any, we want to call up. And as would be typical for us, end of mission plus two, in this case, will be on Saturday, and that would kind of be our pick'em day if we're not on the ground by then.
By pick'em day, Kane means bringing the shuttle down to either the Florida landing strip or the backup runways in California or New Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Fred is picking up power. Fred's strongest winds are about 120 miles per hour. The storm is less than 600 miles off the Cape Verde Islands in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Linda is swirling in the Pacific Ocean about 1,300 miles southwest of Baja California. Linda's top sustained winds are at about 65 miles per hour. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 67 points. They're at 9,564. The Nasdaq is up 25 points at 2,063. The S&P 500 is up 9. This is NPR. Entertainment columnist Armie Archer died yesterday in Los Angeles. He wrote for the Daily Variety for more than half a century. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
He was a living link to old Hollywood, reporting on everyone from Judy Garland to Tom Cruise. Archer was known to be courtly and civilized in his columns and prided himself on accuracy and fairness. His biggest scoop was a 1985 story that revealed Rock Hudson was being treated for AIDS. The disease, seen as shameful at the time, became part of the public conversation. Armie Archer also took a stand against a 1999 decision to give an honorary Academy Award to director Elia Kazan. Kazan had famously named names during the McCarthy witch hunt, which blacklisted a number of screenwriters, actors, and directors. Most often, though, Archer's columns were light and breezy. His last one was published in July. He died of a rare form of lung cancer, most probably contracted as a result of asbestos exposure in Navy shipyards during his service in World War II. Armie Archer was 87 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Iraqi police report that a car bomb exploded in the northern city of Kirkuk today. At least 8 people have died and 2 people were hurt. Authorities say the bomb went off unexpectedly, and it could indicate people in the house where the car was planned to set it off somewhere else. The explosion in the house occurred in a house belonging to a Sunni militia member who had been cooperating with U.S. forces against al-Qaeda. Iraqi President Jalal Talabani is from the region. He was visiting Kirkuk the day of the explosion. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.